Laura, it isn't on right now. What kind of toast is that?
Crunchy.
What kind of toast?
Where's your bread?
That's right.
I need milk.
Yeah, I'm going to get you some
milk. What about when Amy says?
No, what does Amy say?
She said milk. Milk.
Amy's learning to talk, isn't she?
She learned to talk.
Good.
Amy? Did Amy know how to talk?
Well, she didn't know how to talk as well as some children know how to talk. She's you want me to pour your milk, Joe? She's learning how to talk better. Oh, I poured it. Maybe we'll meet our new neighbors today.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take them to move in?
Oh, it's taken them a while. It takes a long time when you move till you really get the house cleaned and feel comfortable.
Then how come it took that long? All those people had to come to that house and help them move and...
He's at his new house.
He is.
Why? We didn't see his car when we drove by. That's fine. But that doesn't mean he isn't there. Maybe his car is parked in the garage, maybe. Maybe it is.
But they didn't have a garage in the
layout
house.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Say thank you, Mushroom.
You're welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I wonder what will happen in Ruthie's group and in Mrs. Alexander's group.
Well, we did lots of fun things. 60 points.
Stocks went down 15.8.
Wow.
15.8.
We planted a garden.
What kind of flowers did you plant?
I don't know. Geraniums and I forgot.
Ooh. You going to show us today?
I can show you. Who's up at
me? Probably Mommy, but maybe Mrs. Jordan.
Are you going to school?
Who? I might.
Are you?
Probably.
Who's going to be me up?
If I go to school, I'm Mrs. Jordan.
Boy.
And he got you to be that.
Right.
Come on, Let's hear Laura.
You want to hear Laura? Later on we could hear Laura.
No. What's this?
What?
Laura.
Why do you like to hear Laura?
Because I do. Laura. Just one Laura.
Just one Laura?
Just one Laura time.
Okay.
Turn it off.
You know what, Laura? That makes all of our voices, not just Laura's voice. Joe's voice, Daddy's voice, Mommy's voice.
And my voice.
And your voice. It's not just for Laura. It's for the whole family.
This is for me.
Your toast is for you.
That's just for Joe.
I ate all my toast, so
uh-huh.
I haven't eaten.
He said,
I'll
go get my cheese
and half. I don't want the cheese.
No, I gave it to Joe.
Oh.
Hey, Joe.
Here, Joe. Thank you.
Paper
airplane goes, Daddy. This way or this way? This way or this way? I'll take
this one. This way?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This way or this way? This way.
Which way will your airplane go?
No,
that way.
This way?
Yes.
That's not even a paper airplane. Look at mine.
Oh. Look, mine's landing.
Not yours is landing? So what's
the
yours?
Well, I'm
taking off.
Uh-huh.
Mine's taking off too.
Oh.
Mama.
And now it's crashing. Boy, you guys sure know how to make napkins into paper airplanes. Real grammar school trick.
How do you like that?
We taught you how to make a paper airplane.
I don't know.
So I have to start laughing
at it.
No.
Yeah?
Yes.
To make a paper airplane?
Hey, you're not making it right. Learn about making it right, Mom.
Mommy, help!
Me. Give it to me. I'll do it.
I don't know how to make paper airplanes. Joanna will make you one.
I'm too. I'm next.
Boy, the weather has been just beautiful.
Laura, I'm changing. Look, I'll get her mine.
No!
Because she won't have to wait.
No, she wants the one out of the other napkin.
Why?
We should have another napkin here.
There you
cheese back?
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, can I go get something else to eat?
Sure, if you're still hungry. Get an apple and a knife and I'll make you apple ring.
We should have an apple ring.
Okay.
I gave you apple rings.
No, let's make some apple rings. That'd be good for everybody.
Is it lunch day for me?
Is it a lunch day? No.
For me?
Not for you. You have lunch at home with Mom.
Is this Jordan?
And this is Jordan.
Hello. Laura and Jack?
Jack will come.
I'm going to join the sitting in Jack's chair.
How I'll come. So I sit in my chair.
Another light chair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an apple. Please, an apple. I got an apple.
Are you pretending to eat an apple, Rain? Does it taste good?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to eat?
Apple.
Apple? Really? Yeah. It's your favorite? Even more than spaghetti?
Spaghetti and oranges.
Oh, honey, no, not now. Please. What, you want the cheese? Well, but Morris, do you want a piece of Swiss cheese? Would you get me a little knife, please, Joanna? What's so funny?
This is your game for you.
A little knife?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will you cut another
side? Any knife will do it. It's clean enough on the cover. They must have put that dog in there.
What, Kurt?
Well, was he barking last night? Ah.
No,
I don't. You didn't scare him into silence. It was really quiet. This knife won't do. That better point.
Okay.
Put that one in the sink. It's dirty. See this package of cheese, girls? It costs a lot of money, so we're going to try not to let it get all yucky. So you get me something to wrap it up in.
Okay.
A bag or something.
Okay.
What are you trying to tell me, huh?
I'm rubbing my nose like it.
You're what?
Rubbing my nose. La 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 la
la. Have no worse actions.
Do we have paper?
Paper?
Here, I'm pulling you out a piece in a funny kind of way. It won't pull all the way out, so I have to break it in. Okay, Laura, then Joe.
I got this curl. Forgot it.
Stay at your place if you're eating, Laura. Sit down if you're eating.
Who's
going to
tell me a secret?
You're going to tell me a secret?
I love you.
Thank you. That's a lovely secret.
I've got to tell you a better secret.
No, you don't have to. Couldn't be a better secret than that. Thank you. That's a good secret, too. I heard two good secrets.
So that's a better one.
No, they're both good.
Come on, sister. I want
I don't want any. Thank you.
That's
all I want. I don't want any more, please.
Like it?
No, let's not take more till we ate that.
No, 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 no. I got my daddy a piece. He wanted a piece.
Oh.
You finish our coffee, did you?
Can
did
I
you finish our coffee?
Did you? Home coffee.
Did you? Did you finish our coffee? Let me see. Let me see if there's more
coffee. I didn't see. I'm taking some more coffee in my cup.
I can't see the coffee.
You can, can't you?
See?
Sure you can.
Smear it up. Drink it. Drink it.
Well, I'll drink it in a minute.
Hey, look how many pieces I got out of one. I got four pieces out of one.
Uh-huh. It's still the same amount of cheese. Did you know that?
We suggest a vote in favor of Proposition 1.
Really? I'm voting against the law.
We may admit that we may be wrong. There are aspects...
I'm sitting down!
Good. Yeah.
I'm standing!
Nevertheless, the initiative is a serious attempt to bring more order and more concentration on priorities.
I'm standing on a chair.
The system that is now the
fixture. You're standing on a chair.
Good, I'm listening to the
body. Sufficient to prevent economic catastrophes.
I'm sitting!
But I don't understand about it is that either you believe that you're going to pay for certain services or you're not. And if you're going to pay for them, you're going to pay for them.
Oh, my book is a very big time.
You know, and the priorities will be set by the people who have the power to push through what they want.
Let me wrap them up. Look around it. Look, Mom, look.
See? You know, as we have seen, power is easily corrupted. We've had great examples of that all over the place lately. Of how priorities get set.
What if Mr. Ford became Mr. President?
Obviously, people are thinking about poor Nixon. I almost feel sorry for him. Here, this guy wanted to be the greatest president in the United States.
Just like Johnson.
Oh, he's much worse of a catastrophe than Johnson. You know, Johnson wasn't forced out of office.
What?
Hey, don't, Laura, don't. That's going to be poor. It's going to spill.
On my knife.
All over the place.
Robert Finch. Robert Finch.
The ocean's coming out.
What's coming in? The ocean. Oh, you can hear the ocean in your shell. That's right.
Coming in.
Where'd you get that shell?
From Gluffy. Glucky
is such a nice lady.
She's an old lady.
Yes, she is old. But
she said she's 103.
Oh, really? Maybe she is.
We have peanuts in, but we don't have
Katie.
Katie, she'll come.
She comes later in the morning.
Uh-huh. I think I have to get up and get dressed here. We're going to be late.
What happened at Glucky's?
I was scared of Mimi.
You were scared of Mimi? And what else happened?
I was scared of
you. You were scared of what?
She would eat my lunch up.
Who would eat your lunch up?
Mimi.
Why would Mimi eat Laura's lunch? Didn't she have one of her own?
No, she had lettuce. I'm going to put some in the ground and then see if it will grow a tree.
Don't grow.
Won't.
It's not
a
lot,
but
it's
pretty
to look at. Look at the avocado seed you planted.
Really fantastic,
Joe. That tiny little seed.
We'll soon have to decide where we want to plant it.
Out of one of these little things?
No.
Mom,
it's pretty, though.
I need like one cracker.
You want a cracker? Sure.
So, this we were growing in, so every time I breathe out like that, my stomach starts.
Are you still hungry? That ain't your fault. Maybe you need a hello kiss. What do you think? What have you got there, Laura?
A timer.
Uh-huh.
A timer what? A timer!
A timer.
I thought she said a diamond.
That's what I thought she said.
Well, you can pin it on me.
Oh, pin that on you?
Yeah, but it doesn't have a pin on it.
We'll fix it.
I know.
Or we could make it a necklace with a piece of yarn. And you have, let's see what you got. Oh, a happy face, Ray.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. Did you have a good time in Mrs.
Claus? Look what I got. It's a Santa Claus.
They had turkey today.
Oh boy.
Turkey sandwich. And it's warmed up. And it's warmed up for lemonade.
Mmm.
What is any picture? This is a big one. I go pee all day.
Okay, you need to have your overalls undone.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well,
we can collect leaves and shells and different kinds of leaves and shells and flowers and branches.
Nice time of plucking.
Do you thought there it was to buy my
cracker? Would you like help with your slack, Dora, with your overalls?
I don't like these kind of clothes. Like,
yeah, you sure did, right in my nose.
Mommy, not really like these kind of clothes. Maybe a little bigger, because these kind of clothes, like these overalls, were like going out and washing the car. Because look, they're all...
Okay. They're all old, but we weren't going anywhere special today. So I didn't think you'd mind, because I wear my old clothes too at home sometimes.
Well,
you have lots of other clothes. I just took them because they looked like they were pretty warm and it was pretty cold yesterday.
No, I got even some warmer ones. You just don't know. And I like.
Look at those biggies.
Did I forget what?
My squirrel. Oh.
No, I didn't get your squirrel.
How's your, I brought it home.
No, I'll put this in the milk.
How could mommy? I picked you up.
I'll put this in the milk, okay?
No.
I put it in the milk. What, you put this in the water?
No. I said no. I said no. I guess you don't know what no means. What does no mean?
No.
What does no mean?
What are those animals?
So how come you're doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Laura?
Laura?
I'm not sure Laura is going.
Turn the recorder on.
Okay, I'm turning it on.
Okay,
but then we have to have a conversation before I can turn Laura on. We have to talk to each other.
How's Sean?
We didn't
go
out today.
You didn't go outside to see Sean?
He came in to see us.
He
came in to see you?
Did he lick you?
Mommy, can I use this for one little thing?
No, I shouldn't have left it on the table. That was very bad of me.
Just for one little emergency thing.
What is it that you want to use it for? Laura, take the pin out of here. Well, you bring me, give me that magic white stuff and you bring me the picture and I'll erase it for you. Because that's chemical and I shouldn't have left it out. Would you give me that, Joanna? I did something stupid when I left it out. Joanna?
You know what no means, Joe?
Yeah,
mm-mm. You want to see how it works? Nothing's in what?
In this pocket.
Did you put something in it?
Yeah.
What did you put in?
The injection.
Oh.
And I can't find it.
That's because it's on the table.
Let me give you an injection.
Oh,
it's very easy to do it. This is very easy. Just do it on your set, okay?
You're going to do it on what?
On your hand.
Gentle, please. I really don't like shots.
It's easy to do, okay?
Okay.
So?
What if I'm afraid?
Did it hurt?
No, you did a good job. But what if I was afraid of an injection? Or if I'm afraid to have my hair washed, what should we do about that? I'm a little afraid.
Say, Tommy, don't be afraid.
I'm a little afraid to have my hair washed. What should I do about that?
Do you have your injection thing?
I want it, Laura, to tell me what I should do, because I'm really worried.
I don't
want
to
play. Okay, look, Joanna, close that. That's a strong chemical. Close it. Okay, that's enough. Now close it. You used it. You know how it works. Did you hear me? I don't. It's a strong chemical. Close it. Glad you really listened so nicely to what I had to say. I'm sorry I left it here. I wasn't thinking.
Can I put the status bar?
No, it has to dry.
Mommy?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have status?
No. I'm going to put it back on my desk where it belongs. Okay. It's my fault. It was a mistake to leave it out.
Can I put it away?
I'll put it away, so I'll let you know. You want to help me? All right.
I'll do it with you. I'll do
all of it. Okay, put it on my desk.
You know where it goes?
Yeah.
Daddy.
Of course, she knows where everything on my desk is. Yes. Joanne, you have my marketing list there. For me?
Hey, Mommy, why did you put it?
Where'd you put it?
Next to your typewriter.
Thank you.
I put it next to your typewriter.
Good.
Why did you put this in my big green notebook?
That was your first notebook, and then the big green notebook I started the next for your second notebook. You already have two notebooks of paintings.
Is it dry yet?
I don't know.
I'm going to do something.
What do you want to do? Yeah, it's transparent.
What?
Yes, but you can see through it, so we say it's transparent. What should we do this afternoon?
Mom, it's all gone.
Good.
Mama.
What?
I need an injection.
Okay.
Where's your injection? Where is it? Oh, give me an injection. Right here.
Be very brave, Daddy.
Uh-oh, I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
I'm
a little afraid.
Okay, but I'm right on, okay?
That'll protect me. Ouchie! Ouchie! It hurts!
Okay, I'll hold it. That hurts.
It still hurts. It needs some more help. What are you doing to it?
Rubbing.
Are you rubbing it? A little hug? It needs a hug.
Daddy, can you ask the Dr. Laura over there a question?
Yes, Dr. Laura, could you tell me what you put in the injection? Some medicine?
No, I put in some doctor medicine.
Some doctor medicine?
No, Plato measure with crackers.
Play-Doh?
No, with crackers in it.
Crackers in it.
Mommy?
Did I eat the cracker? What's wrong here?
I'm making another picture to add into this.
Oh.
Come on, Mama. Come on, Laura.
But Laura, tell me something first. I really want
to... Nothing. And that's Mr. Bear.
Yeah, you know what I would like Laura to tell me? I have a girl who's a very nice girl, and she's afraid of one thing.
What?
What is she afraid of?
She is afraid of having her hair washed. And the bottom of her hair, her scalp, got very, very dirty, and it really needs to get cleaned. Now, how could I help that girl get her hair washed?
Laura.
What?
Laura.
How would you help her get her hair washed? Pour water?
Put on Laura.
You like to hear Laura?
Yeah.
Okay, but could you tell me how we're going to help our friend? How are we going to help our friend get her hair washed?
I'll hold still and you do it.
You'll hold still and I'll do it? All right. Can you really do that?
Yeah.
Good. What happened?
I did it.
I think I have to put that timer button back on, Laura.
I did.
Good.
I'll hold stay on.
I hope so, too. Can you put it in the coffee pot, please, Jeff?
No.
Thank you. Who should we play?
Laura.
You like to hear your own voice? Okay.